Guy, thank you for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, let's talk about this new exhibition. What's the title?
The title would be Subversion, Not a Bird, Not a Plane. And it's a hint at kind of the parameters that are set up through the idea of a Superman, that he has to be a certain way, usually a white superhero. But I'm subverting that idea and introducing a whole different aspect of superhero and representation of a superhero.
Guy, what made you do this? Is it because of Black Lives Matter and the movement and everything happening in the world today?
I wouldn't necessarily say that. Of course, that does drive some of my emotions and thinking within making that work. But I honestly just was thinking in a sense of when I make art, I try to just think about the things that should be created, the things that should have been here years ago. So that was the parameters that I was thinking within when I was making that work, was just, you know, when I was 7 years old and had to go to lunch, which lunchbox would I really have wanted if I didn't have to just adhere to what was available in the store?
And I think many people are thinking that same thing. So if we look at this exhibition, this virtual exhibition, what are we going to see? Walk us through.
You would see many familiar things that you have in your house, things that you've purchased, things you purchased for your children. It's filled with a lot of pop culture items, I would call them. So there's Pez dispensers, there's lunch boxes, there's trading cards, there's movie posters, just novelty items that, you know, you absolutely have bought or purchased at a point in time. But it's just a little alteration to it with the faces and the features that are on display within those items.
Now, I understand that the works in this exhibition are the fruits of a fellowship awarded to you by the Delaware Division of the Arts. It's the second such fellowship received by yourself from that organization. Talk about that a little bit. Must be quite an honor.
Yes, it's a blessing. You know, as an artist, a lot of times there isn't a lot of monetary rewards that you receive throughout your journey. So small things like this, they just, you know, are more confirmation that I'm doing the right thing and that my head is in the right place and, you know, my thoughts and the things that I'm expressing in my work are connecting with other people. So those are the things that I hold near and dear because, you know, you don't always just come into, you know, a ton of money because you made this thing and sat there all day thinking about it and creating it. It doesn't happen that way. But when I know that my thoughts are being received well, that does something special to me and keeps me going. So I'm thankful for any acknowledgement that I get.
Guy, what is your background?
My background, I was originally born in Philadelphia, where we grew up in Mount Airy. My mom, she moved us here to Delaware, Newcastle, at the age of 13, and I attended William Penn High School at that point, and I studied studio art there, and I fell in love with the idea of making art and doing it professionally at that point. Upon completion of that, I did get my master's from American University.
So how can we view your virtual exhibition? Again, the name is Subversion, not a bird, not a plane. How can we view it?
You can go to dsuarts.com, or you can just type DSU Arts into Google, and it'll bring up a website right there. It'll take you to a blue page, and you'll see my name right at the top of there. And you click on that, and you'll be introduced to the Google Slide format in which the exhibition is being shown right now.
Is there a time limit on this? Does it end at some point?
Yes, I think it's just a month's time. I'm not sure the exact date, but it will be ending in December. And that will also be listed on the website.